I was incredibly honoured to be nominated as one of the role models on the Inside Out leaderboard, which is an organisation whose aim is to smash the stigma of mental ill health in the workplace. I'm not going to go into a huge amount of detail here, but I suffered from some miscarriages a few years ago, which, as you can imagine, was not easy to cope with. And as a result, I suffered from depression and PTSD. What did help me, alongside my friends and family, was the support that I got from work. And since then, I've wanted to develop a supportive and open workplace culture for our team to really thrive. It's something that I've been working on extensively here at Excel. And the first part of the process was identifying what the team wanted from us as the leaders. And we identified what was important to them if they're truly going to thrive and show up as the best version of themselves at work. So today, I want to share a few ideas with you, which, when you implement them, can make a massive difference. So let's get started. Welcome to Learn, Grow, Succeed, the Leadership Podcast, and I'm your host, Rachel Hewitt-Hall. If you want to become the extraordinary leader today's organisations need, then listen in now as we share the latest leadership insights and techniques from around the globe. Hi there, everyone. This is Rachel from the Learn, Grow, Succeed podcast. Today, our topic is something that, when done well, can shift the levels of productivity and engagement in your team, while at the same time making your work environment a really pleasant place to be. And that's giving your team what they want from you as the leader. By the way, it's not giving them the biggest salary increases in the organisation either. I'll explain a little more in a moment. But first, though, if you're new here, welcome. You'll always find a transcription of our podcast over on the Excel Communications website, which is also full of lots of different resources for you to develop your leadership capability, plus several reports, blogs, podcasts, lots of resources over there for you to look at. If you head over to the Excel Communications /resources page, you'll find a selection of white papers to download and also some of our past leadership webinars as well. And before we head into today's episode, if you enjoyed this podcast, which I really hope you do, I'd really love a review. So if you're listening to this on your iPhone or your Samsung and you're not driving, it's really easy to hit the magic 5-star button, and please tell us why. So let's talk about what our teams want from us in today's podcast. Let's start with something obviously really key, and that is that one size doesn't fit all, and your different team members want you to recognise that. Now, I appreciate that many of you listening to this will have gone through group training programs or leadership courses, and as you cast your mind back, I'm sure it will ring a bell that you're dealing with a team of people who are all individuals too. This means they have individual needs and wants and ways they communicate. Everyone communicates differently, and as a leader, it's down to you to identify their different styles and to work with it, so you have the best chance of getting on their wavelength, so to speak. Otherwise, they're going to get frustrated, and so are you. Over the years, we've delivered hundreds of leadership programs for the people at booking.com. And one of the revelations their managers get in the first few days is how different we all are. And by flexing their communication style, what a difference that can make. Remember, people want to be heard. We need to listen. Also, how many of you have asked your team members what they want from you as a manager? It's a key, such a simple thing to do, but so many people don't do it. I had this very conversation with one of our new starters. I walked her through my leadership vision board and shared that what she can expect from me as a leader, and importantly, actually hold me accountable to it. And I then asked her, what do you want from me as the MD? How many of you have asked this question of your employees? Okay, Now we've established that this is the foundation, the next step is being optimistic and having a positive outlook. Not always easy, trust me. Our employees are looking to be led and want to be part of something that's moving forwards and growing. If you haven't read any of Max Maltz's work, I really recommend it. He talks about human beings having at their core a need and desire to be successful. So really tap into that. Let them know all the positive things going on in the company because they want to be a part of something successful. Question for you. How are you doing this currently in your organization? So here's an example of our process at Excel. Our training team are based all over the globe. And so every month I record an update video on what's going on in the business. So what's happening, successes, updates, the list goes on. And every time we do this, we get loads of positive feedback. It makes people feel connected. And with technology at our disposal today, there's just no reason to not have a regular communication process like this with your team. And let me share a particular favourite of mine, and that is autonomy in your team. I talk a lot about this at Excel. I'm assuming that you have a recruiting strategy that delivers the quality people that you want within your organisations. Also, training and development is in place to build your talent pipeline too. So logically, you have people in place that should be able to deliver in the role. So let them do it. Let them deliver. Anyone who's been on our training course will be familiar with our stages of contribution. And the level three contribution is leading through others. So let's let our team get on and do what they're there to do. An employee whose every move is questioned and each action micromanaged just becomes fed up with the constant checking and nitpicking of their manager. And not only are they spinning plates in their day job, let's be honest, we all have a lot on, don't we? But they also have to constantly justify their every move, which adds to their day-to-day stress and aggravation. It is just not a motivational thing to do. So give them that space, give them that autonomy to just get on and do what they do well. And something else for you to consider. There's a famous quote that goes along the lines of, "The way you do anything is the way you do everything," which suggests that you or other managers in your organization are micromanaging everyone in their team. As this scenario carries on, the continual second guessing and over the shoulder style, it erodes people's attitude to you, their manager, and the company as a whole. Uncomfortable though this may be to hear, globally, we are in what's known as a short skill market, which means that good people really can pick and choose their employer, and poor managers, or on an atmosphere that of autocratic micromanagement, are common reasons people leave. Someone once said to me really early on in my career as I entered management, most people leave their jobs because of their manager. And that's always stayed with me. I hope some of these ideas are making sense. As leaders in organisations, it's easy to plough on and forget the simple strategies like this that make such a huge difference to people. So before I wrap up, one final suggestion, and I talk about this a lot on the podcast, is to listen, be flexible, be fair and transparent. I appreciate that we're all leading our business to make a profit, and some requests we might get aren't always practically or profitably viable. But at least listen and validate, at least show that you've heard. The fact that you listen and consider ideas from your team in the first place makes a huge difference to them. Okay, I appreciate if a suggestion is made by someone that only benefits them individually, then it's absolutely fine to point this out to them. As we finish off today, think about how you're currently putting today's ideas into action. You might be able to give a big thumbs up for some and maybe not all. And that's fine. Just make some tweaks, make some changes, make a start. So this is Rachel saying goodbye for now.